What's up, guys? Joe here. I wanted to tell you about a project that I've taken on. I decided to write a book about Kiss because I loved them so much. And then, as I started looking at all the books that have been written, so much has been covered. The one thing that hasn't been covered is your story, and my story, and your neighbor's story that likes Kiss, and your buddy that likes Kiss. Nobody's ever going to hear how much we love Kiss and how much they've changed our lives. So I thought the best thing to do would be to have everybody write their story and I'll put it all together in a book. So what you have to do is go to podcastrockcity.com. There's a page, Kiss Army Book. You click on it, you fill it out, you tell your story. And then most likely it'll go in the book. Now, it doesn't matter if you're a new fan, an old fan, a boy, a girl, a man, a woman, it doesn't matter. All your stories are equal in this book. They all matter because it's your story. I'm going to try to put as many stories in there as I possibly can. I think it'll be awesome. The opportunity to tell your story. Hey, I was 9 and my big brother took me to see Kiss on the Dynasty Tour. Or my dad surprised me at school with tickets to see Kiss and it was awesome. These are the stories that, that need to be told because so many of us are linked together by this band. It would be pretty spectacular to just have one spot where you could just open it up and go, "What's this guy's story?" and then read it. So go to podcastrockcity.com, fill out the form, tell your story. I would completely appreciate it. As soon as I get a couple hundred stories, I'm going to go forward with the book. I'll get it printed, I'll put it out. I'm going to send copies to every member of KISS, and maybe even some of their family members, because I think it would be really cool for them to see how important they were to all of our lives. Anyway, PodcastRockCity.com, click on the Kiss Army book, fill out the form, and we'll see what happens. And now on to the show.
Just lost you, rockin'! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me, as always, Mr. Jody Havnot.
What's up, Joe?
And Mr. Andrew Kiss.
I don't know who this Andrew Kiss is. This is Cousin Brucey, baby, on CBS FM.
That's good.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
Oh yeah, it's Andrew's birthday.
It's his birthday. 22 years old. Mm-hmm. What did you do to celebrate today?
I ate dinner.
And what did you have for dinner? Lobster?
Nope, lasagna.
Ooh, you went Italian.
With crescent rolls, Pillsbury crescent rolls.
Did you make it yourself or did mom make it?
No, my mom made it.
That
was nice of her.
Moms are awesome. Especially when they're cooking you your birthday dinner. Did you ask for lasagna or is that just your favorite meal?
No, she knows that's my favorite.
Right on.
Right on, Mom.
Well, we love Andrew and happy birthday to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, she's Mrs. Kiss. I love that. It's just the funniest thing ever. Anyway,
I got you a cyber birthday present. I'm going to give it to you right now. You ready for this?
Here it comes.
I'm going to retire the Andy now that you're a man at 22.
Oh, no more.
Going back to Andrew, son.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy birthday, motherfucker.
Okay, well, I'm not giving you that shit, so I'll still be calling you Andy. I'm kidding. Anyway, so it's a birthday, Andrew's birthday, and we're going to celebrate. But a couple of other things that we wanted to do. Today is the anniversary, apparently, of Bill Acoin's passing. And y'all, of course, all know who Bill Acoin is. But we're gonna hit up Wikipedia. We're going to learn a little bit about Bill together and talk about his importance. And Jody also has a super secret Sweet 16 battle for us. We'll find out what that is later. Yay. We don't have an audience. Everybody's like, yeah, right, nice. I'm recording. I'm house sitting at my girlfriend's house, and this is a very weird situation. I'm not used to being here, you know, seeing these walls, and there's like a natural, like, because the house is way bigger than mine. So there's
you sound like you got a reverb.
Yeah,
on
there's a reverb.
It's like John Bonham's drum set over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it really car. Is. It really is. Anyway, okay, so thanks for listening to the last show. It was very successful, and we appreciate it. Don't forget to always go to iTunes and leave us a review. That is very important. And also, any email you would like to send us, go to podcastrockcity1, that's the number,
the number one,
at gmail.com. Jeez. Anyway.
Joe sounds like he's in a cave.
I'm so sorry.
He's spelunking.
I can't even tell you how big the room I'm in right now. Anyway.
It's where the new Bay City record's going to be recorded at.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Big drum sound.
Doomed. All right, anyway. Okay, so let's get back on track, Joe. My brain is all effed up. Okay, Bill O'Coin, quite possibly the most important member of KISS as far as I'm concerned. What do you guys think?
One of them.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Without Bill O'Coin, who knows what would have happened.
Yeah. He definitely not only saw what they were trying to do, but saw past it. Bigger,
right.
Huger, ginormouser.
Plus, he just so happened to have a Sean Delaney at his side, right?
No, mm-hmm. That was very important.
You got to have both of them, I think.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, without... it's really hard to say, you know, what ifs, you know, if Bill O'Coin wouldn't have been at that show and walked up to them and said, I like what you're doing. I see what you're trying to do. Give me 2 weeks to get you a record deal, right? That's the history, the KISS-tory, mm-hmm. right?
KISS-tory.
So, you know, so I don't want to go to that what if because nobody knows. I mean, the chances that they could have still made it, you know, they had a big enough thing, you know, it might have been a lot different because mm-hmm. according to, I guess, what I've read, it was Bill's idea to breathe fire, right?
Yeah, he brought in a lot of ideas. So did Sean, right?
Yeah, yeah. Stage so we wouldn't move. Have, there wouldn't have been a Sean.
Prince, just like for making them huge, really, that was... Like, obviously, Gene wanted to be just... Well, they all did, but he definitely was the direction to getting them there.
Well, he was the money to get to that next level, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But also with his background in television as well, he sort of knew what it took to, like, be big.
Yeah, and visual.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and also, you know...
Zazz.
Yeah, and there was some negative stuff written about him in Paul's book, but I don't really want to talk about that because I think mm-hmm. that it's more of a what we should do is more of a celebration
mm-hmm.
of what he helped give us. So what I wanted to do first was break open Wikipedia.
Oh yeah.
And read what they say. Okay, so it says William Bill O'Coin, born December 29th, 1943.
Wait, William Bill O'Coin?
Uh-huh, that's what it says.
Is the Bill in quotations?
Yes.
Okay, good, because that's like Bill O'Coin.
Yeah, right? No, that would have been really...
Bill.
That would have been really ridiculous.
Badass.
And then the 28th of June, 2010, he passed away.
Mm-hmm. Says, when was he born?
December.
December 29th.
Okay.
That was the inside joke. And it was kind of like a knife in my back all the way from Canada. Thanks a lot. Okay.
No problem, eh?
Hey, no problem, eh? Andy really knows how to wield a knife. Okay, so...
yes, Andrew does.
Thank you.
It says, born in 1943, O'Coin attended Northeastern University and graduated with a degree in film. He worked at WGBH in Boston during his college years, and after. O'Coin later worked at Teletape Productions as a cinematographer. Credited with discovering KISS, O'Coin managed the group for nearly a decade. He was fired in 1982 due to a dispute about the band's experience. Oh, appearance. Sorry, that's my, yeah, whatever. But later worked with the band on various DVD projects. He's also infamous for passing on legendary rock band Van Halen before the band was snapped up by Warner Brothers. Acoin produced a television show called Supermarket Sweep in the early 1970s. From 2005 to 2007, Acoin went into the Broadway business with a staging of The Who's Quadrophenia show, which showed intermittently for 2 years in Anaheim, California, and Los Angeles. Acoin had re-entered the management business with his company Acoin Globe Entertainment. At the time of his death of surgical complications from prostate cancer, he is survived by partner Roman Fernandez and two sisters, Betty Britton and Janet Bankowski. Now, I mean, he did so much. I remember Supermarket Sweep, but I remember it later. I don't remember it in the 70s. I think Supermarket Sweep, the TV show, was you basically had to run around a supermarket and collect a certain amount of stuff that came up to a certain price.
The cool thing was the Acoin ones, you know, you'd be running down the aisle and there'd be fire and blood. You know what I'm saying?
Good point. And explosions and
Confetti.
Confetti, nice. I'm going to have to look that up and see if I could find it.
Levitating.
Yeah, like the list
shopping
of
shopping carts.
With boots.
Sorry. Yeah, it's okay. All the workers are in platform boots, obviously.
Now, the bands that he managed, we all know about Kiss, but there's also Piper, New England, Spider, Manowar, who I've actually heard of, Kid Rocker, very interesting name there. Billy Idol from 79 to 86. Endgames, Brunette, Rising Star, Flip, Stars, Crossbreed, Lordy, Nothing Rhymes with Orange. I love that name. That's interesting. Evan Safer, Bex, The Early Strike, Tantric, a name that I can't even say. It looks like Rock Wazaa. From 98 to 2001, and Dreaming in Stereo at 2000, which is, of course, when he passed away. You know, I had heard, and maybe I read, that the Billy Idol thing was the last straw with Kiss. Like, he was paying more attention to him.
That was, like, Billy Idol's best years, though, as a solo artist.
Yeah, he really...
Straight out of Gen X.
Gen X, right. And I mean, I was a big Billy Idol fan. I loved the
band.
I
like Billy Idol.
Yeah, I loved the band. As a matter of fact, he just got announced that he's going to be playing. We have a summer outdoor show. You know, it's like 2 days long or something like that here. And it's Billy Idol and Van Halen. So I'm pretty...
I thought you didn't have the big festivals there.
Well, you know what? We don't normally... But they just started bringing this one back, and because it's so new again, I forgot. It went away for like 10 years.
Oh, right on.
But before that, the bands that were playing it, like last year, were all like, I don't even remember who they were playing. Who was playing it? That's how little they were. And tickets are starting at $150.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't really want to see Van Halen that bad.
Nah, man. I saw
Kimmel, and just
brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Yeah. So,
it's strange though, the list of the Acoin bands, a lot of them have a lot of, you know, ties to Kiss, which is cool.
Yeah.
Van Halen, obviously, New England, Paul produced that record in 79. It's pretty good too. I have it. It's not bad.
And, Manowar, am I missing this? Manowar, weren't they like that really big muscular band?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Ken Kelly did their covers, and they always kind of were like, they look like Destroyer, sort of. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It all ties together.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like that 6 degrees of separation when it comes to Kiss. It's the six degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Right.
I wonder... And, yeah.
Didn't Richie Rano play on Gene Simmons' record? He was in Stars, right?
Right, that's true. I wonder, had he lived, if he would have... I don't know, ever done some more work with Kiss in some way, you know? I mean, they got Doc and, you know, but I mean, I don't know. They seem to make amends with him, according to Paul's book, and
yeah.
But was that because he was passing, though, or just like did they make amends before that?
It was. I guess it was. It was. I believe it was when he got sick.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because Paul called him
to talk to him.
Told him
that
he loved him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's good. That should have happened. That should have happened.
Yeah.
They were so important.
It's interesting, though, that he was there for basically what most of the really old school fans think of as the best era of Kiss, you know, the first, you know, 10 or so years.
Yeah.
The first original makeup era.
Yeah. For some people, the only era.
Right.
You know, depending.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, even after Eric took off the makeup, they didn't care for it. But for the most part,
I think that them at the time wanting to just do something completely different is why they didn't really chase after Bill. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you
They could have fixed it, you know, took a little break and then came back together. But
yeah.
I think they were just so trying to redefine themselves that they didn't even want to go with Alcoin, you know?
Yeah. Do you think that if Bill would have still been managing them when Ace and Peter were out of the band, do you think he would have suggested putting the Catman and Spaceman makeup on, or do you think he would have seen dollar signs and the opportunity to have two new characters like he did?
What, like in 96, you mean?
Like in 2000, when Peter left finally permanently and after the farewell tour.
I'm sure he would. I mean, it makes perfect sense. They didn't want to stop.
Right. You think
what else were they going to do, you know?
But so you think he would have said two new characters, or do you think he would have said put Peter's makeup on Eric?
I think he would have said, you know, put Peter's mm-hmm. on Eric.
Huh.
It makes more sense. I think he would have agreed that like too much has happened to like.
Plus, he was there to see the other ones fail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I'm not really sure if I ever consider Vinny's makeup not being successful. He didn't get to wear it, but for what, 6 months, something like that?
That's my point. You know what I'm saying? It was unsuccessful.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like.
Eric's was cool, though. I think
Eric's
that.
Worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always liked Vinny's makeup. I always thought it was cool. So, yeah, Billy Coyne, man. You know, the fifth or sixth member, depending on where you put Sean Delaney.
Right.
And definitely a huge part in the success of Kiss.
How about they do like 0.5? Like him and Sean are 0.5. So then they both become the fifth member of Kiss.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. What would Bill's makeup be?
It'd be like all. I don't want to say it.
Okay.
But I got some ideas.
I bet you do. Okay, so let's talk about another subject. Oh, there's an article online right now that Nick Simmons wrote. And we're going to read that this week and then talk about it next week because I didn't get to it the whole thing. But the title is amazing. It's My Father is Full of Shit and So Are You. And I can't wait to get into more of that because I think we're really going to see that Gene Simmons to Nick Simmons is just like we think of our parents, you know, which is funny. Okay, so I asked Jody to put together a Sweet 16 for this week of, I don't even know what it's of. So, Jody, what you got?
I just made one. It's cool because it's kind of somewhat ties in because it's going to be the Sweet 16 Gene songs from the original, you know, 10 years of makeup.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah, so we got the Alcoin and the Gene being an asshole tie-in.
Okay.
Yay.
I'm all about it. Let's go.
So I just looked at the records and picked what I deemed the best Gene songs from each and then, you know, arranged them in a random order. We're going to try this again and see what happens.
For those of you that don't know, this is like Sweet 16 in basketball, where you've got your bracket, and we're going to start with 16 and work our way down to Gene's best song.
Precisely.
This is all from the – this is a brainchild of Jody Havnott.
In a way.
Yeah. All right, so let's go. Let's knock this out. This is always fun.
It's in like – It's my brainchild in the same way that Led Zeppelin wrote their songs.
Ah, wow, that was a baboom.
Okay, so match number one. We're going Deuce versus God of Thunder.
Oh, man, you suck.
The tough one.
Deuce.
I say Deuce all day.
Okay, Deuce, yeah.
Deuce takes it. All right, well, how about Christine 16 versus Charisma?
Christine 16.
I don't know, man.
Charisma's.
I don't know. I'm going to say Christine.
Yeah, Christine.
Just because it's a little bit more well-written, I guess you'd have to say. Even though I do love Charisma a lot, though, you know. It's only really Gene's song on Dynasty worth listening to, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
But Christine 16 will take it. Well, how about this one? Calling Dr. Love versus Only You.
I would say Only You.
Only You takes it.
Why is that even? Why is there even another option?
Right. Yeah, I mean, both great songs. Dr. Love, obviously, a little bit more well-known. But man, Only You? That's an easy one. Okay, well, we'll move to the next one, which is Almost Human versus War Machine.
War Machine.
War Machine.
I would have said Almost Human, but okay. How about Let Me Go Rock and Roll versus Sweet Pain?
Let Me Go Rock and Roll.
That's my choice as well.
No, I'm going to have to give it to Let Me Go.
Yeah.
Although, is great live, man.
I used to hate that song, but I'm really warming up to it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to listen, you got the live version.
Yeah, man, rock and roll. Mm-hmm. That's such a good song, man. I remember, I know I've told this story before, but I remember being in Detroit for the Cobo Hall show that they did, you know, the final Cobo Hall show, and that turned out not to be. That was always upsetting. It was like one last time. In the walls, in the building that started it all. And then I bought my tickets, flew up there, and they added another show.
This summer.
I was like, what the hell? You know? It's just like, it doesn't make any sense. But I remember getting done with that show and my buddy Doug going, man, that's always my favorite song live. And I was like, wow, that's really funny because while it was on, I was thinking the same thing, and I'm dragging this on. So keep going, Jody.
Well, that's all good, bro. Okay, so Let Me Go Rock and Roll took that one. The next matchup is Ladies Room versus
Dead Style.
Right? Versus Naked City.
Ladies Room.
Naked City for me.
Oh, man, I gotta go Ladies Room, even though I love Naked City as well.
Yeah, Gene's voice is great.
A Live 2 version, it totally rules on Ladies Room. But that's a tough one. It's weird how, like, it just depends where they fall, you know? Mm-hmm. Naked City could have beat some of these other ones.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But anyways, the next one, it turned out, I do these randomly, but it turned out that this is like the, this Coronel co-written round. We got She versus Going Blind.
Oh, man.
That's a doozy.
And obviously, Paul and Peter sing a lot on She, but I count it as a Gene song.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with She.
Oh. What do you got, Andrew?
I don't know, because I fell in love with that song during Symphony, but She, especially live, is so fucking heavy. Oh. Going Blind.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going She, brother.
Oh, good choice. That was a tough one.
Yeah, it was. But She's just...
It's just a monster.
Yeah, a lot riffier, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Plus Ace does the Krieger thing during the lead, like, you know, 5-1 kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the last matchup for this round, until we get to the Elite Eight, will be Watching You versus I.
Watching You.
Oh, man.
Come on, I believe in you, Jody.
All right, it's your birthday. I'm going with I.
Oh, yes. Really? Okay, that's fine.
I love Watching You just as much, though, but still.
I is so damn inspirational.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you just said I love watching you. That's interesting.
I do.
Perverted.
With my telephoto. Okay, so we got the Elite Eight. Now we're talking. We got. You ready for these?
Oh, no.
Yes, sir.
These look like they might be pretty simple. First one is Deuce versus Christine 16.
Deuce.
Yeah. Obviously. All right. Well, what about Only You versus War Machine?
Only You. As much as I love War Machine.
I gotta go. What do you think, Joe?
Only You.
Yep, my choice as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. That was really tough. I was like double thinking it. I usually get it out quick, but.
Well, Only You pulls it with a flawless victory.
Yes, I do. Andrew must have been drinking. He's funny today. Coffee. And lasagna and the crescent rolls.
And the beeping, the booping.
Jell-O pudding.
The Jell-O pudding.
Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons. People.
Second cup.
Second cup is it we don't want. Starbucks. Tim Hortons.
So everyone that's listening that's going, what the fuck are they talking about?
Just like, second cup? Nobody goes to second cup. Oh, Tim Hortons.
So at Andrew's Kiss show,
Paul made
a nice rant about Canadian coffees.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
All right, next matchup, fellas. You ready for this?
I'm ready. Yes.
They both start with L. We're talking Let Me Go Rock and Roll versus Ladies Room.
Let me go rock and roll.
Ooh. Fuck, it's on me. I got to go with Let Me Go Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
Good choice, though.
Just because the live version smokes. Mm-hmm. Peter's ripping, Ace's ripping, Paul's ripping, Gene's ripping.
You know, it's funny. On Symphony, Gene's bass tone in the background, like when he's doing that bass breakdown, it sounds like there's crickets in the background, but it's just like little nuances from, because he's got like a really overdriven sound, but it always sounds like crickets to me. Just a little observation.
Yeah, it's tight. I always wanted to be a Gene in a tribute band just to play that part and do that move, you know? Like, it'd be fun. Anyways, okay, last one in this round. We're talking about She versus I.
She.
Dude, I gotta go She.
Oh, fair enough, dude.
I'm sorry, Andrew, but
you know, it's all good, man.
That's dress kill connection. I can't.
Yeah, I see how that where that's going. I think it's going to come down to She and Deuce, and I'm waiting to see what happens.
We'll see. All right, so here we go. Deuce versus Only You.
Only You. No. I don't care how much hate mail I get.
God, I don't know. I'd have to say Deuce, man. What do you got, Joe? You got the tiebreaker.
I'll go with Deuce.
Yep.
That was really hard for me, man, but I'm really sitting back and I'm like singing them in my head and I'm thinking about Gene and I'm going, you know.
Dude, I'm doing the Deuce moves now, so I completely understand.
Yeah, yeah. I would love to see them do Only You live, though, man. That, especially because Gene can sing it still and, you know, it's just, that's a tight song.
And then man. Tommy can have like a megaphone over just like,
oh, that'd be awesome.
That's why you're here, buddy.
Do you remember how they used to like mount an acoustic guitar for Bruce and it would just be sitting on the stage waiting?
Yeah.
They'd have like some mount and just be a freaking bullhorn. Just walk over there and
it'd be a fan contest like for each city.
Yeah, that'd be even better. There you go, Kiss. Let someone pay $1,000 to do that line.
Hey, dude, I had the same idea for, like, a contest for a Rush show during Subdivisions. Some guy can just hit the microphone with Subdivisions.
Well, I always thought that it would be very smart for Kiss to charge $5,000 and let somebody say, you wanted the best and you got the best. When I saw Joe Elliott doing it, I was like,
that was awesome.
Yeah, I was like, man. I would save money for a long time to be able to do that.
I'd go with the JR one, though. The hottest band in the land.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you have $5,000 and then, like, a fly just like goes in your mouth as you're saying it. You just hear me coughing over the PA.
A bird takes a shit in your mouth. That happened to that dude from what's that band? You know that's what the fuck is that band? They sing that song "Use Somebody."
Oh, it's Kings of Leon.
Yeah. When they played in St. Louis, that guy was like singing, and some bird like dumped right in his mouth, and he was a crybaby and like quit the show and went home.
Wow, I probably would have too. His poop in my mouth.
That happened to Cyndi Lauper too.
Yeah, Cyndi Lauper didn't quit. She wasn't a little bitch like that guy.
That's because Cyndi Lauper is a goddess among women.
Between a professional and some poser dude with daddy issues. My bad. Get back to Kiss.
Enough poop talk.
Right.
Enough of this verbal diarrhea. Oh,
damn God. Birds. It's for the birds, man. Mm-hmm. Alright, anyways.
Feed the birds.
Sorry. Okay, here's this is the final matchup to see who's going up against Deuce in the final round. We got Let Me Go Rock and Roll versus She.
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 Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. All right, well, final round. Can we get a drum roll? That Deuce versus She.
Deuce.
Oh, man.
That is a tough one.
I'm going to go She.
Really?
Really. I got to go Deuce, man.
All right.
Well, we can pause the show, man, if you have to go.
He's been holding on to that one for a while there.
That was no clenching pun intended. To that one.
I'm just going to let loose of it.
So, in our Sweet 16 of Gene songs, Deuce is worth the deuce.
It makes perfect sense, though. I mean, if you think about it, what's one Gene song that you never really get tired of seeing live?
That's it, mm-hmm. right there.
That's the one.
Cool. So that was our Sweet 16. We'll do another one in a few weeks. Right now, it is time for the Birthday Boys' most amazing segment, and it is called Ask Andrew. For those of you that don't know what Ask Andrew is, he is our 22-year-old partner in crime, and it's because he's a new Kiss fan, and you know,
anymore, man. He's 22 now, so yeah.
I'm a man.
You know, people call and ask him questions, or write and ask him questions about what
caller,
he thinks.
You're on the air.
Yeah, yes. Wouldn't that be awesome? Okay, our letter this week is from Robert Evans from Minnesota.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Sorry, I'm making fun of your accent.
I love the Minnesota accent.
It's impossible not to.
It's cool.
It says, "Dear Ask Andrew, please put all the live albums in order, worst to first."
Worst to first, okay. Like, all of them?
Well, you know, 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay, well, probably...
Already in order, except you could do it backwards. Worst?
Well,
worst to first.
Well, did they release an Alive 35 live album?
I don't know.
No, I don't think.
I think it's Symphony,
Kiss Alive 3, Kiss Alive 2, and Alive.
Okay, so I'm going 3. Actually, no, I'm going Millennium, 3, 2, 1, 4.
So Symphony is number one for you.
Andrew's.
It's that emotional connection, and I don't care if I get a bunch of rocks thrown out my window. That's my fucking favorite.
Wow, that's really awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. What would it be for you, Jody? Just in order? I didn't. When he threw out Millennium, I didn't even think about that. But.
Well, I don't know. I think that they're pretty much in order as they go. Like, they get progressively worse as they came out.
Yeah, I would put three where four is. I don't like Kiss Alive 3. I always thought it was too dubs.
I think you're right.
Sorry, Lee.
Right. Yeah. Alive 3, that one's pretty rough.
Mm-hmm. You know,
except for maybe I Still Love You. I love that.
Or Creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah, starting with Creatures was good.
But it's all dubbed, you know? It's so much editing involved. And don't get me wrong.
The crowd sounds super fake.
Yeah, the crowd and Paul, you know, his talking to the crowd. Sounds...
Oh, wait. You wanted the best
like
count?
A damn Christmas tree. What?
Was you wanted the best, you got the best count?
No.
Because it's only... That shit ain't live, and it wasn't proclaimed as a live record, right?
It was a live compilation. So, yeah, I guess you're right.
So anyway, okay, no, that's okay. So anyway, that was Andrew. Ask Andrew on his birthday. What, you know, anyway, that was really awesome. If you'd like to send Andrew a question, it's podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
At
gmail.com.
People are like, gstring.com.
Gmail? Holy, did I say
Gmail? Gmail.com. Joe, do you got anything to add?
Say happy birthmas to Andrew. Kiss.
Absolutely. I feel the same way. Happy birthday. I really appreciate you being here with us week after week.
Thank you for having my dumb ass on
here. Andrew, do you have anything to add?
Thank you very much for all the birthday wishes, everyone. Hope you have a great week. And to all my Canadian friends, happy Canada Day on Wednesday.
Oh, pretty cool. One more thing real quick. I will be on the Kiss Room live in July. Yep, I'm going to be in Philadelphia with Mr. Matt Porter, and I think it's
at Montco Radio.
At Montco Radio.
Music and Minds meet.
Yes, it's absolutely where it happens. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Thank you guys. Support all these shows that we play their commercials. And 3, 2, 1, peace.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party, and you are invited. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Kiss! You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Montco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Montco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
I'm Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a Kiss fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing let it.
We'll see you here.
Kistery Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, f***. Oh, fuck me. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed-up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
Hey, everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll, and it's always free.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right. Their daddies are all right. They just seem a little weird. They even got their Kiss records out. This is Ken from the Podkiss. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a Kiss fan, chances are you've checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the Podkiss feed.
Keep cheap trickin'.
Someone, somewhere, is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkiss. Tell a friend about Podkiss today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkiss.
That's a picture of Joseph Kiss Sr., who came up with the vision of Kiss in 1753.
Right, that Joseph Kiss.
That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph Kiss Sr.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan, with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me, and it's fun.